Episode 149, Season 11. I mean, we're still out here doing the most. Welcome to the Voice Note Podcast, The Voice Within. And I am your host, Nigel Ndlovu, aka Nige Vision, aka The Media Mogul, aka I Do The Most. For those who don't know, The Voice Note Podcast is an African society and culture podcast where we focus on society and culture. Yeah, I know it's broad, but yeah, this is what we do right here, man. And we've been alive since 2019. We've also done a lot of people and individuals around Africa as well. So yeah, please do listen to our previous episodes. And this week, man, we've got another amazing personality right here on the Voice Note Podcast. She's from Bulawayo, the city of kings. I seem to be focusing on Bulawayo a lot this year, man. I mean, it's season 11, man. It's 11, the number 11. We gotta focus on your city. So yeah, man, I was saying this week we've got an amazing personality on the Voice Note Podcast, and she's going to be telling us more about artist management. I know this is a big topic, but she had to break it down right here on the Voice Note Podcast. And this week, man, we've got an artist manager all the way from Bulawayo. She has worked with a lot of artists. One artist I know she's worked with is Rocky Dab. He's a hip-hop artist based in Bulawayo. He's a Zimbabwean. And yeah, man, we had Michelle Banda on the Voice Note Podcast, and this is what she had to say.
What's up, everybody? Hope you're all doing good. Shout out to Nigel. Thank you so much for having me on the Voice Note Podcast. I am excited. Yes, I really am. So let's just skip right to it, shall we? Who is Michelle Banda? Interesting question. Well, Michelle Zinhle Banda is a girl, left-handed girl, second born of five, two girls, three boys, born and raised in Enkolomane. I'm an artist manager and an events organizer. That's pretty much about it. I started managing artists in the year 2018, and why I started was because I've always had a passion for the entertainment industry. I took a break. I went to SA just to study a few things, but the love was always there. I decided to push the one thing I really loved, which was arts. And when I came back, I really didn't want to be at the forefront. I wanted something that was in the background that actually helped, because I've always loved being in the background and just seeing what happens at the back and helping create and making other people's dreams come true. I had friends of mine who were artists at the time, and I was so fortunate that when I went to SA, my brother and his friends were also part of the SA hip-hop scene. So through them is when I got to experience hip-hop live, and I attended events, man. A passion from there just grew, and I just thought to myself, okay, so if I could help my friends the side in Zimbabwe, you know, just curate and make their arts amazing, and then help them cross over to the SA market, or even like use SA as a platform just to showcase their talent so to the global audience, I would love to do that. So that's how I then decided, you know what, artist management was for me. And for me personally, three traits of a great artist manager: it's innovation, because you have to keep reinventing, and you are selling your artists, even though the product might be different, the material might be different, but the person never really changes. So innovation is very key. Discipline as well, just to stick to your guns, because you have to know what you're about and you have to stand on your ground so that you don't get swayed and you don't end up putting your artist in crazy situations because of, you know. And time conscious. Yes, like I'm very big on time. So if you're an artist manager, you have to understand how precious and important being a timekeeping person is. So, and then for really like an artist manager, what they do on a daily is to make sure they are knocking on different doors to get their artists out there. And they're also always on networking and researching just how and how exactly to improve the art itself, and also how to improve the brand of the artist as well. Because then when you're managing an artist, it's just the artist is becomes a brand that you have to now, there's a lot of things that come into play. So you also have to be online, you have to be making sure you're talking to somebody new almost every day, and you have to make sure that someone, you are introducing your artist to a new audience somewhere, somehow it has to be happening. So currently on my roster, I haven't really changed much because I have other a lot of side projects happening. Sooner or later you'll get to know about them. But currently I'm still with Rocky Dub, I'm still with K Breezy officially. It's essential for an artist to have a manager because a lot of creatives tend to lead with their heart, which is a beautiful thing. But then sometimes it also becomes a limitation to them because they then I don't want to say fail, lack of a better word, then they have the inability rather to make good business decisions in terms when it comes to monetizing their art. So you need to have a balance. So for me, an artist needs a manager, somebody who has the business acumen, the business side of things, so that they can handle and make sure that they actually monetize their craft and get paid for what they're doing. Because most artists, they'll just rather make art and just upload it, and it's fine whether people gravitate towards it, whether people whatever. But if they're trying to make sure that they leave a lasting legacy, they create even generational wealth for the next generation, you need somebody who has a business sense to actually make sure that comes into play, you know. The best advice I've received was, I'm trying to think because I've had, but I think the best one was stick to your guns. No matter what, stick to your guns. Don't be swayed, because a lot of things will come your way, a lot of opportunities, sometimes good, sometimes bad, and never compromise who you are. Yeah, I think the biggest one was never compromise who you are. Given the opportunity with international artists, I wanted to say MT, but like, oh, I have a heart condition, like I have palpitations and stuff, and I've been looking at his feet. If you ever see his feet, man, it will really, really give you a heart attack. But he's one of my faves, man. Like, I just respect him. His whole story, like, it's just beautiful to look at. And I think maybe I'm a sucker for pain, judge me on that. But he's one person I would really, really love to be in the same space with. I would have loved also to have, may his soul rest in peace, the Bova man. I would have loved also, aka, that would have been, because I looked at his work ethic, he was focused, he knew what he wanted, he was versatile, he had, man, like, I would have loved to have to be around somebody like that. What I love most about being an African is my originality. Man, that's the one thing I love. There is nobody like us, man. Our ethnicity, our ubuntu bethu, yes, that is what I love most about being an African. Looking at the Zimbabwean industry currently, it's there. Thank goodness it's there, and it's growing little by little. It's coming together because we have people like Plot Marco that are in our corner, thank goodness, playing this pivotal role and making sure that really the music, the entertainment industry is growing on a daily. We still have a long way to go, but well, you know what they say, a journey of 1,000 steps starts with the 1 step. So we are actually headed towards the right direction. So hopefully with more collaborations, with more exposure, we'll just grow a bit more, you know, and obviously we take our craft outside, because people, I feel like as Zimbabwe, we have so much storytelling to do, we have so much to offer the world that we haven't even really started. So I just hope over the next couple of years we'll also have opportunities to showcase who we are in the world, and just to take our space in the global audience, you know what I mean? First of all, I want to shout out to my gang. Love my gang. Love my gang. Shout out to Rocky Dub. Shout out to K Breezy, ASAP, Stuila Savage, Melissa, CMK, and my mama. Just want to say thank you so much, you guys. You're the reason why I do what I do, and every time I'm down, you guys always manage to hold me up, and I am so grateful for that. I hope you guys know that, and stay blessed, everybody.
Yeah, man, that was Michelle Banda right here on the Voice Note podcast, telling us more about her journey and artist management as well. I hope you loved the episode. It was a very educative episode. Like you know, man, we bring you the best right here. Yeah, do check out Michelle on socials, follow on X, check her out on Facebook, and yeah, follow her events as well. And yeah, let's show her love. It's 2024, man. It's all about love. Leave a review for us on Apple Podcasts. It's important that we stay on top, and yeah, we are on top. It's important that we stay on top, and yeah, we are on top. I am signing out. I have been your host, Nigel Ndlovu, aka Nigel Vision, aka the Media Mogul, aka I do the most. I will check you out on episode 150. It's gonna be big. Something controversial, something political. So yeah, man, I'll see you next time.